Good morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi Wing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, in September of 2000, we started a weekly live radio show bringing in new guests every week, proving that all these incurable Western syndromes can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients no longer need to take drugs or any other form of treatment, including ours, and still remain symptom-free. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-551-3880. That's 1-800-551-3880. Good morning and welcome to our show. How are you doing, Dr. Tong?
Good morning. Fine.
We have incredible show today. We have guests lined up for you. Is there anything you want to tell our audience, Dr. Tong?
Our first guest actually came to us, Jerry came to us about a year ago. And after one treatment, some kind of irrational fear that she had that I may be damaging the spine, but the needle I used is too small to do that. And she came back a year later. Why don't we get her on the line?
Okay. Hello, Jerry?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. Can you speak up a little bit?
Surely.
Okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Great. Can you tell us where you're from and what you do?
I'm from, let's see. Well, I've lived here in this area for about 40 years. I'm from originally Seattle, Washington.
Uh-huh. And you moved to...
I used to be a copywriter.
Okay.
I'm retired.
Okay.
I'm now 81, so I retired.
Okay.
But I was writing in the... started out in the days when radio was a thing, no TV, and then I worked... I went to New York and worked in publicity and television, finally.
Oh.
And now aerospace. So I retired here in aerospace.
Okay.
Where do you live now?
I live in Costa Mesa.
Oh, copywriter. What exactly do you do copywriting?
Copywriting, well, in aerospace, I wrote, that was my last job for about 24 years, writing brochures about technical products for management.
Mm-hmm.
So where you came to see Dr. Tong a year ago, so what were you experiencing then?
Well, I had had such a terrible experience. I had always been healthy until about 4 years ago.
4 years ago, okay.
And I had gone to the hospital one night when I felt so weak. I thought I'd picked up some kind of bug, and so about midnight, I dressed and drove myself over to the emergency room,
mm-hmm.
and I was there for. I only went for antibiotics, and they did all sorts of things, trying to find something wrong with me. And I was there 8 days, and what it turned out to be was that I had low sodium.
Okay.
So that's why I was so weak. But I came out with a compression fracture of the spine. I think they dropped me that night while I was sedated.
Oh.
Something happened to me because the next morning, when I in bed, I woke up and I couldn't turn over without excruciating pain. And I'd never been sick before. I was just horrified.
Mm.
So, anyway, that's why I was so afraid of anyone. You know, I finally, after having to use a walker to get out of bed and a walker to sit up and get out of a chair in the living room, and so I. Finally, after about 6 months, I finally got over whatever had happened.
6 months, and did you have any treatment, or you just...
Oh, I went to all kinds of orthopedic surgeons finding out what was wrong.
And what did they say?
Oh, there was nothing I could do unless I finally... It got so bad that I'd need an operation on my back. You know?
So they didn't give you any treatment?
No, well, just...
pain pills?
No, painkillers and lots of x-rays. X-rays and more x-rays.
See, here's the point, okay? You don't go to a doctor for x-ray or diagnosis. You go to a doctor to get well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I know it. And
folks, you got to go to a doctor for get well.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them what they can give you well other than stop you with pain pills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for 6 months, you consulted orthopedic surgeons and they gave you pain pills and they suggested surgery. And did you get the surgery?
By the way, I didn't know for 5 weeks after I got home what had happened to me.
Mm.
And finally, a nurse in my neighborhood said she had watched me and she said, I don't think you have a... low sodium. She said, I think you have some kind of structural problem that you've never had before.
Mm.
And so we took x-rays. I had another doctor prescribe x-rays. And
okay.
That's what it was, fracture.
Okay, so how did you hear about Dr. Tong?
Oh, I've been listening to him. A couple years ago, I guess when you first started, I started listening to him, and I thought it surely sounded good.
Yes.
2 years ago.
Uh-huh, and then I finally came in a year ago, and... that's when I thought, oh, my goodness, maybe he'll hit. I'd been through so much and had always been so healthy that I was, you know, terrified of something else happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't. I canceled my next appointment. It didn't come back for a year, I think.
Oh, and then what made you decide to finally come back?
Oh, I kept listening to him on the radio. He always did sound like he made a lot of sense.
So now how many treatments have you had with Dr. Tong since you came back?
I've had two now,
uh-huh.
and I'm much better.
Oh.
I was having trouble even getting into bed. I couldn't, had to be so careful, and I had to sleep on one side only.
Mm-hmm.
And I never knew when I'd first lie down whether I'd have these horrible pains. And
mm-hmm.
Mostly up in the rib cage where I've lost a lot of height.
Mm. Mm.
So how many x-ray did I do on you?
No x-rays, thank goodness.
So how many tests did I do on you?
No tests.
So when did you start giving a treatment? When did I give you a treatment?
Just last week.
The first time, right? You come in and you get treatment.
That's right.
That's what you go to a doctor for, to get well, to get treatment, to
right.
get well, but not to give you a pain pill, which only cover the symptom but never treat the cause of the problem.
So
yes.
You're not on, are you on pain pills now?
Well, after last week, I had been taking 3 Aleves every day for about a month and a half.
Uh-huh.
And I just hate, you know, take medicine, but I was doing it. I had to. And then after he treated me this last week, I only took one painkiller.
One for one day?
Mm-hmm.
And you've had no pain since then, or is it
oh,
improved?
I still have to be a little bit careful,
mm-hmm.
Much better.
Mm, and you can do things easier?
And I sleep better. I can sleep on both sides now.
Here's the point. If you have gone to the conventional doctor, orthopedic surgeon, all you'll be getting is x-ray, MRI, test, diagnoses, okay? But no treatment that will enable you to feel like this and restore your function.
I know it.
You will even feel better the next one.
Oh, yeah. I hope so. Listen, I have so...
Don't hope so. You know so.
Uh-huh.
I know so. Yes.
Jerry, thank you so much for joining us. We're glad that you finally decided to come to see Dr. Tong.
Right.
I'm very happy. Grateful, too. Grateful to him.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend, Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye. That was Jerry on the line. She's listened to our show since 2000 and decided to come a year later, but was scared that something would happen to her spine, was that it?
Right.
Because she had a compressor fracture of her spine. She finally decided to come a year later again. She's had two treatments. She's reduced her medication from 3 Aleve per day to one, just one time. And she's, her pain is much better. She can sleep on both sides of her back, of both sides. And her pain is better, and she can sleep better. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com.
By the way, I used to do a lot of spinals and a lot of epidurals because I was trained at L.A. County, and all we do is work. And the needle used on the spinal and epidural is about twice, more than twice as long as what I use right now. And so I don't do any epidurals or spinals anymore. They are not necessary. Even though they are more expensive, I would have earned a lot more money doing more epidural and spinal. But you have to put the patient in the hospital.
Right.
And you can see that going to the hospital is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And not only can be dropped, we have no way of knowing that's the case or not, but all the super bugs and infections are very, very hard to treat.
Right. Well, let's get to our next guest, Janine. Hello, Janine?
Yes.
Is that
Hello.
How you say your name?
Yes, this is Janine Duncan.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Can you tell us where you're from and what you do?
I'm retired. I'm 73.
Okay.
Fully active within the church, the community.
Okay.
Good.
Grandchildren, great-grandchildren.
Wow, you sound very young.
Yes.
Where are you from? You're from?
I'm from Huntington Beach.
Huntington Beach, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And can you give us kind of a little history of what happened to you before you came to see Dr. Tong?
Well, over a number of years, starting when I was around 30, I began to have muscle spasms.
Mm-hmm.
And going to many doctors, orthopedic doctors, neurologists, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a problem on the right side. I had the cortisone shot. They tried to talk, perhaps I should have surgery, and I said no. That was that last resort.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with a young woman who was a psychologist who recommended me to her father, who was a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
And I drove 2 years to Long Beach area to a doctor that did a great amount of physical therapy.
Okay.
He relieved the problem. I was able to live with it for a long time, but I never did find a cure.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I went to Dr. Tong through my daughter, who is an RN. She works with workman's comp patients.
Mm-hmm.
She says, Mom, this may be something you'd be interested in. She says, you're always looking for something new.
Mm-hmm.
So I read some of his literature and made an appointment. I had my first one on July 17. My first treatment, my right side of my body, it was terrific muscle spasms. And it was totally released in that first treatment.
Wow.
I had never felt such relief. It has not come back. It's just tremendous in what it has done.
So you had that for 30 years, you say?
Yes, I was about 30 years old. I actually had it about
40 years.
40 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That tells how good it is.
And I had learned to live with it.
Oh.
With a little bit of medication and the physical therapy. I thought I was blessed with good health.
You don't have to learn with any pain or any chronic ailment at all. Don't believe anybody who tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
They can all be cured. Something that you never had and you develop it, okay, can be cured. Yeah, as long as you know what you are doing wrong in life that caused it. And most doctors do not know it. I did not learn that in medical school. I learned it afterwards.
The cortisone shots you had prior to seeing the chiropractor, did those help at all?
No, not really.
Yeah, and did you ever get the surgery?
No.
Okay.
No. That was the quarter last resort.
And how long? You went to 2 years to see for the physical therapy, right?
Correct.
And it helped relieve the symptoms, but it never...
Yes, it got me to where I could live with it.
Okay.
With minor medication, with the orthopedic doctors and neurosurgeons, they all gave me tranquilizers and muscle relaxants, and they all make you crazy.
And how often? How often you had to do those physical therapies?
I did them weekly for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And in the recent past, I was going once a month every 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I can assure you, you don't have to come to me that long at all.
How many treatments have you had, Janine?
I just completed my sixth one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And my goal was to stop a medication that was for supposedly referred pain to a right knee that had graduated to the hip. We've been working on that and have it pretty much under control, I think.
Yes.
And I was able to discontinue the medication this past week.
Good.
Oh,
here's a point, too, okay? You have 6 treatments, but not according to my schedule. Medicare would not pay for, weekly treatment. They pay for 3 treatments in 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Our money is being controlled by the government, which is not the right system, not in a democratic free society.
So actually, if she came in July, that's
yeah,
2 months.
Yeah, take weekly treatment. Mm-hmm. After 6 treatment, everything should be pretty much gone.
Mm-hmm.
But she had to stop because the Medicare only allows 3 treatment every 2 months.
Right. How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling much better. Mm-hmm. And along with Dr. Tong and my daughter, I've decided to discontinue the high blood pressure medication and cholesterol medication.
Especially cholesterol medication. You're not doing nothing except harming your liver and rotting your, decaying your muscle. So those people who are taking cholesterol medication, all you're doing is that you're treating that number. You're not treating why that number is high.
Mm-hmm.
Please understand that. You know, with all the education we have, so-called scientific information, we don't even understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been interested in food for a number of years and changed my pattern of eating over the years. Mm-hmm. Thought I had a pretty good eating pattern.
Mm-hmm.
With Dr. Tong, I'm learning a new one.
Yes. The yin and yang of food.
That's right.
Food's hot and cold, yes.
Janine, how's your blood pressure now?
This past week, it's been under control.
Mm-hmm. What was it before when you first started your meds?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember the lower number was quite high. My family has a history of strokes and heart problems, and that's why I went on it.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't control it with weight or foods at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So how is the blood pressure now?
Well, it's kind of jerking all over the place. It was high one day. I've had a death in the family. I was with my cousin when she passed away a week ago Saturday, which was stressful.
That's stressful, yes.
Being with family and that type of thing. But I've taken it every day, and last night it was extremely low, which was a surprise. I've been as high as 166 over 89, and I've been as low as 106 over 70.
So it
will stabilize, I'm sure.
Yes, especially when you have this sad event and your blood pressure still remain low. That means our treatment is working.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think it is too. I need to study more with the foods that you recommend.
Right.
I'm also on your herb tea.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And,
here's another thing. So don't you feel more relaxed since you've been getting our treatment?
It's been uppy downy, Dr. Tong.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I think that's honest, but I didn't say.
Mm.
If the first one was extremely relaxing, but it's kind of like when you open a cupboard and everything tumbles out.
Right.
I had a lot more aches and pains than I realized.
Yes.
Right.
That I did not recognize.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I just kind of go with the flow. I do aerobic dancing 3 times a week.
Oh, good.
That's wonderful. That's very nice.
And I've done that the last 15 years. I've always been very active. I've had high energy level.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked and raised a family.
Mm-hmm.
And but I feel very fortunate to have found Dr. Tong and had the courage to try it.
Yes. You have nothing to lose. There's no risk.
Why is people afraid of this treatment, okay? I'm not afraid of drugs. Mm-hmm. That's what I don't understand.
Janine, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today.
You're welcome.
And
thank
good
you.
Luck to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Tong. That was Janine on the line. She's had 40 years history of muscle spasm. She's had 6 treatments with Dr. Tong now, and she's off all her meds. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Let's get our last guest on the line, Louis. Hello, Louis.
Hello.
Hi, Louis.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Louis.
Thank you.
Yeah, Louis is a super intellectual. Has 3 physics degrees from UCLA.
You're pulling my leg.
Okay.
Louis has been on our show before, haven't you?
Yes,
yeah.
I've been on before. Huh?
He is the one that with the heart trouble, atrial fibrillation.
Chronic atrial fib. Hey,
yes.
I'm doing cardio right now, so maybe I can tell you some of the stuff I know. Anyway, why don't you tell us where you're from, like a little summary where you're from, what you do.
Okay, well, for the last about 8 years, we've lived in Murrieta, which is sort of north, it's south Riverside County. I'm a retired physicist. I worked a long time in radiation effects in aerospace. Can I go on? I see the time is a little short.
Yeah.
I just want to say that I found Dr. Tong as a piece of serendipity. I had taken my wife over at the bequest of one of our sons, and I was just sitting in the waiting room, and then I pricked up my ears at something he said, and I talked to him, and I immediately recognized him as authentic. There's an old thing in systems analysis that if you're an expert in one field, you can recognize an expert in some other field, even though you don't know the field itself.
Right.
So anyway, moving on, I signed up for treatments, and I've had 12 so far.
Okay.
I'm sort of an all-or-nothing kid, so I went full out with it, the food, the herbs, the exercise.
Excellent.
Even meditation. So
you have an 8-year history of chronic atrial fib,
right? Yes, I did. 8 years.
And you were put on a pacemaker to try to decrease medication, is that right?
Yeah. When I started with Dr. Tong, I was taking, I was just trying to add them up. I think it's something like 5 separate medications mm-hmm. that were costing me something of the order of $600 a month.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Since we don't have our coverage does not include prescriptions.
That is very expensive.
So when Dr. Tong asked me to be on the show for the second time, I sort of cautioned him that, well, I would like to have something objective this time to talk about.
Right.
And so I've sort of totaled it up here. This is under categories of physical, emotional, mental, and if there's time, and appropriate, spiritual. From the physical standpoint, before I start going to Dr. Tong, we have a little hill here that finishes up about a 2-mile walk around our concourse here. And I was having trouble just walking up that hill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, something like about 3 months ago, I came up and I was staggering by the time I got to my gate.
Right.
Well, this morning I wanted to tell you that I ran up that hill. I ran up the hill, but guess what? That was the end of a 3-mile run.
Wow.
You went running.
See, first of all, you're 77 years old.
I'll be 77 on November the 2nd.
Secondly, you were able to stop all 5 medications mm-hmm. after my first treatment. Okay?
That's right.
Atrial fibrillation, by the way, is because one of your heart chain, but the atrium is not
in tune
pumping
with the ventricles.
Regularly, mm-hmm. is quivering. Okay,
right.
So you have irregular heartbeat because your heart is not getting mm-hmm. enough oxygen.
And
okay?
Is it true also that after you were put on the pacemaker, you had to increase your medication?
Yes. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I did. I was told before they put it in that
you would decrease. It would decrease.
That they would probably be able to reduce it, but instead they upped it.
Okay. What about your emotional? How's
that? Okay. Emotional. People find me much more friendly. I mean, this is apparent to me. I mean,
when your heart doesn't skip a beat, it's probably easier to be friendly.
I'm sorry?
If your heart doesn't skip beats, it's probably...
Maybe so.
But actually, the more appropriate thing to say about you is that you have always been an introvert all your life.
Mm. Yeah,
until
well,
now.
Well, that's not totally true.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was... I have a very good friend who believes that, and he's my counselor, but... Actually, up to the time I was about 8 or so, that was not true. There were some things went on. No, I think naturally, my natural state was an exuberant, friendly kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sort of changed. But I think this is uncovering my natural state.
Right.
As far as the mental, I'm writing a serious book. Well, I hope it's not so serious. I want it to be funny. And it's progressing very, very well, and I'm thinking, as far as physical and emotional combined, I went out on the golf range for the first time a couple of days ago, and I hadn't been out there for a couple of years, and instead of just whacking away at the ball, I started thinking as I made each shot, recalling tips from my previous teachers, and adapting and adapting and adapting, and pretty soon it began to get better. In fact, I hit what I always call the Gipper shot at the end, and then I was a little discouraged on that. And then I looked over, and there was 2 balls laying there from a guy that left them over. So I teed one of them up, and whammo! No, I didn't tee it up. I was hitting a 7-iron, and whammo! I hit a beautiful shot.
Mm.
And then... I think that's probably as far as I should go.
Well, tell us about the fact that you say you have never been happier in your life.
That's true. That's really true.
Yeah, and then you are much more open up than before. Mm-hmm. You're not afraid of the, no, you're not doing things to please other people. Mm-hmm. You're just acting naturally like yourself.
Well, mm-hmm. my activity level is...
your writing ability.
Another thing I wanted to mention here.
So your concentration's also better then.
Your writing
everything.
Writing ability.
I made a note here that I find it much easier to take charge when appropriate. I founded a jazz band a few years ago, and I'd kind of let the leadership kind of lapse into somebody else's lap.
Mm-hmm.
And recently I find that, you know, someone has to take charge of this thing, and I haven't had any trouble with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's working out very, very, very well.
Lewis, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh,
Your
certainly.
Story is wonderful.
My pleasure, and... I hope maybe in another 6 or 8, 10 weeks I'll
Yeah, you can be on our show again.
Report.
You are such an accomplished person.
Yeah, you should be able to run without any trouble. Yeah, like I told
you. Well, so far, yeah, I ran over 3 miles today, and some of that is quite a bit of that's uphill too.
Yeah, that's for a 77-year-old. Is that with heart trouble in the past? Just
yeah.
recently?
That's unheard
what,
of.
What heart trouble?
So heart trouble can be cured, okay?
Uh-huh. Lewis. Yeah. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
If you'd like to hear the show that Lewis on was on before, he was on August 17th, show number 86, under chronic atrial fibrillation, and his story can be heard there. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. I actually have a comment to make because I'm actually in the cardiovascular system right now, and all I learn are the drugs to use to treat. You can use the drugs, use a pacemaker, and you hear these people, they do all that and they get worse.
Okay, learning, see, this is what I'm trying to say, learning the health by system is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you cannot treat the person by system. You use one drug and
mm-hmm.
Help to, you know, suppress the symptoms of the heart
thing.
And
mm-hmm.
and then harm the whole person.
They
that's
definitely
wrong.
They definitely miss a lot of the mental component, because with Janine
the
as well.
The mental component is everything.
Right.
And that is what I treat exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
I treat the mental part. The mental
mm-hmm.
part is what resulting in the physical problems.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that sooner or later the whole world had to realize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a mental and spiritual forces that shape the physical event.
Right.
And why we are having so much killing in high school, so much problem in this country,
right.
because we totally ignore this, the mental and spiritual part,
right.
and all physical. We think
right.
that we are strong, we can get the whole world to submit to what we do.
Right. Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions, you can call Dr. Tong during the week for a free phone consultation, or call us now to make an appointment at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Join us for more remarkable cases next Saturday at 11:30 on KPLS Hot Talk AM 830. This is Elaine saying goodbye, and have a great weekend.